you know, growing up as a Chinese family in America, you're only allowed to have like four different professions. You can be a doctor, lawyer, engineer, and accountant. So when I told my parents, hey, I want to build games, they're like, don't waste your time and money in this.
Hi everyone, I'm Zhen Su, a tech reporter at the South China Morning Post. So that soundbite you just heard was from Steve Zhao, who is the CEO of Hong Kong virtual reality gaming startup Sandbox VR. So what Sandbox does is that it offers gamers like a full body immersive experience where you can shoot zombies in a really creepy mansion or, you know, kill ghost pirates on a haunted ship. And Steve obviously didn't end up taking one of the four career paths generally approved by Asian parents. Instead, he created this VR gaming startup that has to date raised $68 million, and he has even demoed the game to people like Kanye West.
Kanye West tried it. Yeah. He came out, he's like, oh man, this is, let's see how we can work together.
So virtual reality technology, you know, is supposed to really be very immersive and transport you to different worlds via simulation. And this is an industry that has been hyped for a long time with devices like HTC Vive and Oculus. But personally, I haven't been particularly impressed with most of the virtual reality stuff I've tried so far. But as you can hear, I had a pretty mind-blowing experience at Sandbox.
Oh my god, this is super real, I cannot. I have a fear of heights.
You have a fear of heights?
So Sandbox VR isn't exactly Steve's first rodeo. Before this, Steve had shuttered the first gaming company he had started and even nearly pulled the plug on Sandbox as well. But on the brink of failure, he made the decision to bet all of his life savings that he squirreled away over the last decade to fulfill his vision in what he thought virtual reality should look like.
And I told the team that, I was like, hey, it's like you roll a coin, but it's not like a 50-50 coin. You roll a coin and maybe 90% of chance, you will just fail. But that 10%, you know, it's not like you just double what you get. You can 10,000 times it. And then I told them, you know, we don't get much chance in life to actually make bets that can have this much of a multiple. And even if we fail, at least we have a, you know, war story that we can look up to one day and say, at least we tried.
That sounds romantic, right? But the reality is actually much more complicated than that. We'll be sharing Steve's journey with you in the second episode of our revamped Inside China Tech podcast. Throughout our new episodes, we will tell you more stories like these from leaders in China Tech. This episode drops 22nd of July, and we'll see you then. Bye!